Following his earlier reflections on the life of the bishop, whom he described as the greatest of the Church's Latin fathers, Pope Benedict this week considered some of St. Augustine's teachings. The Holy Father said St. Augustine was a passionate believer who recognized the importance of bringing together faith and reason.
It was he who taught that we should believe in order to understand, and understand in order to believe. God makes himself known to our reason. Also, he always transcends what we can know through reason alone. As Augustine beautifully expressed it, God is more intimately present to me than my inmost being and higher than the highest element in me.
Pope Benedict said St. Augustine taught that by belonging to the Church, we are so closely united to Christ that we become Christ, the head whose members we are.
As our head, Christ, prays in us, yet he also prays for us as our priest, and we pray to him as our God. If you ask what particular message St. Augustine has for the men and women of today, it is perhaps his emphasis on our need for truth.
The Holy Father invited the faithful to consider St. Augustine's description of his own search for God's truth.
You were within me, and I sought you outside, in the beautiful things that you had made. You were with me, but I was not with you. You called me, you cried. You cried out and broke open my deafness. I tasted you, and now I hunger and thirst for you. Let us pray that we too may discover the joy of knowing God's truth.
A priest of the Diocese of New Ulm, Minnesota, in the United States, Father John Hess, heard the Holy Father's remarks and shared with us his thoughts on the need for conversion, a turning toward the truth in our lives.
I guess I look at the whole church and it's just this sense of conversion of heart, just away from our evil ways perhaps and our human ways sometimes, you know, people can say, but just to experience the love of God and to witness it as they live that out.
Among the many groups present at the audience were representatives of the Pontifical Mission Societies who were gathered in Rome this week for their annual meeting. Father Robert Bradler of the Diocese of Rochester, New York, is just one of the many participants.
And it's just great to be in this surrounding of all the faith commitments people make here, you know.
Following the catechesis, Pope Benedict greeted the faithful in many languages, including English.
Upon all of you, and upon your families and loved ones, I invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.